Close your eyes and watch your breath all the way in, all the way out. And remind yourself that part of the reason you're coming here is because it is a good place to rest. You can make the breath as comfortable as you like. And it's good to explore how many different ways of breathing there are and what might be best for the body right now. When you're tired, you might want to try long in and out short. If you're feeling wired or tense, try short in and long out. Experiment to see what would be best right now. Give a sense of ease. But that's not the only reason why we're here in the present moment. Once you're rested, there's work to be done. One of the Buddha talks about being in the present moment. It's because he says, do your duty that needs to be done right now, because you don't know how much longer you will have to do it. And the duties here, of course, are related to getting the mind in good shape. Learning to recognize unskillful qualities as they come up and scratching them out. And skillful qualities, as they might have the potential to develop, recognizing them and protecting them and letting them grow. Because this is the only place you can do that work. And you don't know how much time you have. But you do know that you have right now. So it's not just the present moment in and of itself. Last night I met a man who had been reading up on Buddhism, and he said, this is all about just getting into the present moment, right, and being in the present moment, right? I said, no. He said, that's good, because I had a lot of questions if that's what it was all about. His questions were, what would happen to the world if everybody were just hanging on the present moment? It'd be like everybody on drugs. Nothing would get done. We're here because there's work to be done, good work, work that cleans out the mind. It makes each next present moment a better present moment, not because of situations outside, but because the mind is better prepared not to place unnecessary suffering on itself. So remember that this is a good place to rest, but it's also the place to do your work. And so that it doesn't feel like you're sleeping in the office, make this work that you do from home. Have a sense of belonging right here, being comfortable right here. And there's a much better chance that the work will really get done and get done well.